I'm joined right now by the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Team was 7-9 in his first season last year, but set team records for most points, yards, touchdowns, passing yardage, and passing touchdowns last year. Tampa Bay opens up the year against the Jets on September 8th. Head coach Greg Schiano is my guest. Greg, nice to have you back. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Jim?
Doing great. Thank you. All right, so you've already got a full NFL season under your belt. So how is it different in getting ready for year two as compared to this time last year for year one?
Well, you know, any time that you get to do something for a second time, you know, when you go through the cycle once, you certainly learn a lot, and you're a lot more comfortable because you know what to expect. And even though I've been a head coach for 11 years before I took the job, it wasn't a head coach in the National Football League. So, you know, I've enjoyed the whole process, and we've had a good start to camp.
All right, so I always ask players, what's the biggest adjustment they have to make from the college game to the NFL game? What about you as a head coach? What was the biggest adjustment you had to make?
Probably, you know, that you're coaching guys that are different ages and at different stages of life. You know, you have a 21-year-old rookie, and then you may have a guy in his mid-30s who's, you know, he's got children that are teenagers. So just being able to, you know, customize each guy's plan and his preparation and be able to work with guys. Whereas in college, you have an 18 to 22-year-old group, and they're all going through the same thing, and that makes it different.
Greg Schiano, my guest. All right, so in terms of approach, for instance, Vincent Jackson said that you are a, quote, player's coach. The perception is, Greg, that you're a tough, no-nonsense guy. Can you be both at the same time, a player's coach but a really demanding coach as well?
You know, I think you can as long as you get the right people. You know, if you bring the people in that understand that when it's time to work, it's time to work, and then when it's their time, it's their time. And that's kind of the way I do it. You know, I believe that it's a tough football. Football's a tough game, and it's played by tough people, and you need to get those kind of guys in your program. Now, just because you're a tough football player, a tough football coach, doesn't mean that when it's time to relax, you can't have some fun. You know, and that's what I think we do here well.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine in the college game, you've got some young people and some players who are immature and they're kind of learning. By the time you get to the NFL level, are there guys who still don't understand that notion that when it's time to work, it's time to work, and when it's not, you can have your own time? Are there still guys that you have to weed out because they just don't get that?
Well, I think there are a lot of those guys in this league, sure. But I think what happens is, depending on what your philosophy is, you hit it on the head. You know, if they're here, you make a mistake, you weed them out. But hopefully in our evaluation process, we identify guys that that love football, guys that want to do things the way that we want to do them. And that's really, you get ahead of it that way.
We're talking to Tampa Bay head coach Greg Schiano. Your quarterback, Josh Freeman, is entering the final year of his contract. Greg, what are you looking for from him specifically this year?
Just to go out and do his job. You know, I think he did incredible things last year. You know, really had a very productive year. And really only had three games where you said, oh, man, I wish we could have changed that. And, you know, if we go out and do our job each and every week, every guy, we have the makings of being a good football team. And Josh can be a quarterback that really does big things and leads this football team.
You know, for instance, what do you see in the evaluation? He had a reputation for coming through in the clutch back in 2010. He had 5 fourth-quarter comebacks and game-winning drives. The last 2 years, he's only had 3 combined. I mean, is that not really representative of how well he played, or did something change in the way he finished games?
No, I still think he's a cool customer, a guy that can play under pressure and finish games. I don't know if maybe it was a situation, maybe he didn't have as many opportunities. I don't know. I haven't studied that as far as a statistical standpoint, but I feel very confident when we're approaching the end of the game and he's the guy leading our team.
All right, team made a huge move in bringing in Darrell Revis this past offseason. How does he look to you so far coming off that ACL injury?
Darrell looks great. He's making progress. You know, we're obviously being very conservative as far as him coming back too soon. We're going to make sure that he feels just right. And, you know, between Todd Torricelli, our head trainer, who's doing a great job, and all the doctors, we're making sure that when Darrell laces it up and goes into a game for live action, he's ready to go.
All right, so how do you expect to use him in the preseason, that said?
One more time, Jim, I'm sorry.
How do you expect to use him in the preseason?
I don't know yet. You know, he's practicing with us, doing certain parts of practice, and then going and doing rehab and individual work with our training staff. I don't know if he's going to play in the preseason. I know he wants to. I just want to make sure we do what's in the best interest of everybody involved. And we're going to kind of play that by ear and see how things are going before we make that decision.
All right, so I understand this, and I hear exactly what you're saying. I mean, is it too soon to tell, or do you expect him to be starting in week one?
No, I do expect him to be starting week one. Now, you never can predict, you know, if a guy has a setback, but, you know, as far as everything he's done, he's an incredibly hard worker, a guy who's got a great work ethic, and he's really focused on being ready to go week one. And all signals tell us that that's going to happen. Unless something, you know, odd were to come up, I fully expect him ready to go, and I know that's what he wants. And we need him. That's why we went out and got him.
Talking to Greg Schiano, excuse me, Greg, you know, not only did you get him, but you also added two-time Pro Bowl safety Deshaun Goldson to partner with Mark Barron. You know, I'm looking at that division, and I see a division with tight ends like Jimmy Graham, Tony Gonzalez, Greg Olson. Talk to me for a minute about Barron. How critical is he to what you do, given the sort of athleticism you've got to match up with the tight ends in that division?
Well, I think Mark and Deshaun are going to be a great tandem back there, and you can already see it in camp. You know, you're right. We do have to defend some very talented tight ends in our division, and you know, I think Mark did a good job last year. He's going to do an even better job this year. And with Deshaun Goldson, Deshaun came in here and immediately assumed a leadership role, and he's making us a better football team as I speak right now. I mean, he has really got something special about him. I'm awfully glad we have him on our football team.
Greg, James Gandolfini passed away suddenly last month, and of course I bring this up because he was a huge supporter of Rutgers and Rutgers football. The two of you actually shot a commercial together. What was it like working with him, and how well did you know him?
You know what? It's a tragic event. I mean, he's such a good person, and you're right. He was a huge supporter of ours at Rutgers, a Rutgers graduate, and it was fun. You know, we shot a commercial. We actually did two commercials for our football program, and that tells you right there how unselfish a guy he was. You know, you never see him in commercials, yet, you know, he could be paid a ton of money to do them, yet he didn't do them. But for us and for Rutgers football, something that was special to him, he was willing to do it. So he was a good friend, and sorry to see him go.
Last thought, did he spend any time around the players, and what was their reaction to him when he came around?
You know, he did. He talked to the team a couple times, and he'd come to games. The thing that stands out about Jim, he was so low profile, low key. You know, I wanted him to sit in my box and do that. No, I want to go sit in the stands with the fans, have a hot dog. I mean, that's the kind. He's a true Jersey guy. Grew up, born and raised, and, you know, never forgot his roots, which, you know, I love that.
That's great. All right, Tampa Bay opening up the season against the Jets on September 8th. Spent some time with Greg Schiano. Greg, appreciate the visit. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Always good to talk to you, Coach.